poll, majority strongly opposed Biden's $450,000 payouts to border crossers. By John Binder on November 7, 2021. President Joe Biden's reported plan to provide thousands of border crossers with $450,000 each as reparations-style payouts is hugely opposed by a majority of American likely voters, a new poll finds. Biden's Department of Justice, DOJ, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and Health and Human Services, HHS, are working to settle with a number of border crossers represented by the ACLU, who claim they have suffered trauma as a result of former President Donald Trump's zero-tolerance policy that was briefly imposed in 2019. A new survey for the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, finds that 63%, including 72% of swing voters, said they oppose paying $450,000 for psychological trauma to every illegal immigrant who was separated from their child when illegally entering the United States. Meanwhile, just 29% of voters support the payouts. A plan included in Biden's filibuster-proof $1.75 trillion Build Back Better Act reconciliation package would give $80 billion to illegal aliens with children over the course of a decade via an expanded child tax credit. That plan is opposed by about 2 in 3 voters, the NRCC survey found, including 76% of swing voters. Only 25% of voters said they support the billions for illegal aliens and child tax credits. As Breitbart News has noted, the $450,000 payouts to border crossers would far exceed the compensation provided to the victims of the September 11, 2001, Islamic terrorist attacks and of the Boston Marathon bombings. In addition, analysis by the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, calculated that the single payout for a border crosser under the proposal could feed 42 American families for an entire year. Meanwhile, the total cost of the payouts could provide homes to nearly 80,000 homeless Americans for a year or could forgive student loan debt for more than 27,000 American college students and graduates who are struggling to move up the economic ladder. The survey included 800 likely voters and has a margin of error of +/+3.5%. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.